Hi, this is Stephanie with customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, my name's Deborah Walker. I just found out that my credit card is being charged for something that I purchased from your company.
Supposedly. All right. Yes, ma'am. Could I just get a zip code and I can find an order?
21502.
Two one five zero two.
Yeah.
I put it in the wrong spot. That would be why. My bad. And the first and last name.
Deborah Walker.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just waiting on accounts to load. All right, I did find an order with your name. Could you please verify the address for security purposes?
13107 Old Home Place Road, Cumberland, Maryland, 21502.
All right, thank you for that. I'm just waiting on the order to load. Again, I do apologize about the delay, ma'am.
That's fine.
All right, so what was the amount that we were, or what are we inquiring about again?
Some charges that are on my account.
What is the charge amount?
$39.99.
Yes, ma'am, I do see that. And what, are they both the same charge?
Yes, and why are they on there? Is this transparent electronic?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Can you tell me what I purchased?
It's part of the terms and conditions back of when this is a kitchen.
See, I didn't do that. I don't understand why.
It's one of our fitness apps. I can go ahead and get it canceled so there's no recurring charges.
But what about the money they took from my
Do you remember anything about a sweepstakes to win a KitchenAid?
No, I don't.
Back in July?
I have charges on my account from July, yes. But they're from another number. Is it all together?
Yes, ma'am, it's all tied together.
So that was from Innovation Electronics.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know if you entered into that sweepstakes to win, but it did state that that first charge was the shipping and handling, which was $5.74, which was also stated in the terms and conditions that it was the first entry fee. And then
how would they have got my credit card information? Because I never use a credit card online.
If you don't recall doing this, ma'am, I can just try and throw you over to our fraud department so they can get this handled for you.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
from the cabinet.
All right, so I do see that you called back, called in earlier. And she refunded you back, or I see you wanted to be refunded back as far as June. And then she did December and October charges is what she refunded back to you.
All right. So she wouldn't refund anything else.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead. She refunded the $39.99 charge.
For October 30th, I think she said. And then there was nothing charged in November. And then December charge.
All right, yes, ma'am. It was refunded. I can, it should hit the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Which one are you refunding?
The $39.99.
From what month?
December.
Sherry did that one.
It didn't go through, so I got to put it on my Google Docs to send it towards corporate so that they can get it through.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Is there anything you can do about the June through October or September?
I can't touch any charges any further than the two later ones. I mean, I can transfer you over to our escalations department, and you can ask about those charges.
Okay.
But I personally can't touch them.
I understand.
I'm just working on getting that transfer together and putting this in the Google Docs.
She did the October 10th or October 30th it went through?
Yes, ma'am. That one went through. Again, I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just working on this. I just finished notating your account, and I'm just going to get that transfer for you so you can ask about those other charges.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, yes, ma'am. I have to get you transferred over.
Okay.